Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT.
Hello, Ben and Nathan. I'd like your advice on how to approach my studying over the next month and a half as I prepare for the August LSAT. For context, I have a 172 on record from the April 2022 LSAT, which I obtained after a year of self-study with a combination of free resources, Khan Academy, PowerScore books from the library, forums, and other PDFs that I found online, etc. Probably pirated my book, Eniola. I am not happy with that score as it is at the very bottom of the range that I was scoring prior to the test. Wow. I was also affected by a two-hour outage in the middle of the April test, but I'm not really sure if that negatively affected my score. Cool. I think a month is enough time to close the gaps in my understanding and to really master the test. However, money is a huge consideration for me. What demon plan would you recommend for someone like me? Do I need the live plan? Or on the flip side, could I gamble on score variance working in my favor and keep doing what I've been doing? I think that this person, Anonymous, should do 1 month of live. I think it will help you a lot. I know that it's money for you. I think, though, that we will clarify a lot of the stuff or help you to ignore a lot of the bullshit that you learned from Khan and whatever books you checked out at the library. I really recommend that you apply for our fee waiver. Apply for the LSAC fee waiver. You clearly don't have money to burn. If you got the LSAC fee waiver, you could then get 20% off any demon plan, including the live plan. You could also get 4 months of demon basic for nothing. I mean, for $30 total, because that's what LSAC charges us to work with you.
Yeah, I
agree. Get that fee waiver. It's worth a lot. You get free attempts at the LSAT. You get the credential assembly service. You get all kinds of other free shit. So get that fee waiver. Then study with us for nothing or for a discount.
I mean, this correspondent has eked out a lot of progress using all these other free resources. I just wonder if they've used Demon Free too. Like there's three full tests in there with full explanations, lessons, past recorded classes of Nathan. I don't know, like if money is really tight and you're kind of waiting for that fee waiver to come through and you can't do live, well, do that. Eke as much out of that as you can and start getting that mindset that we want to instill in you.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. They don't list the Demon Free as one of the resources that they've previously used. I mean, I think there's at least a week or two worth of stuff there in Demon Free.
Yeah.
And that could blow your mind. So yeah, if you end up, you know, paying us, that's great. But if you use our free resources, we appreciate you and thank you so much for writing in. I mean, you're going to kill it eventually. You know, remember you can always take it in September and or October and or November if you don't get it done in August, but you should get something at the, you know, top half of your range. Let's say never settle for something at the bottom of your range.
Great. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.